opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 9th of March, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley's at the helm, and we know that our streaming is down, and we are working on it. We have really... Our machine, the computer says, hey, it's working. So
yep.
We don't
so
believe it,
though.
So
it goes to an off-site server before it goes up to...
So we've got to call into the server farm.
Yep.
That's right.
Okay. The server farm.
The server farm. Isn't that
oh,
like
my goodness.
Buck Server? He used to be the sheriff out in...
Yeah, Buck Server is related to
Modoc,
my sister-in-law.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Modoc County. Yeah, 12 silver dollars.
Okay, it's currently 41 degrees. Looks like we are going to have, anyway, today will be 41, and it looks like we've got 90% of showers today with our high of 50 is what we're saying. Tonight's going to be overnight lows of 40. Wednesday calls for showers, again, with our high of 52 and 36 on Wednesday night. Thursday calls for sunny with a high of 62 and our overnight lows of 37. Friday calls for 66 with an overnight lows of 38. Clear on those days. Saturday, mostly sunny, it looks like, on Saturday. And Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 40. Sunday calls a slight chance of showers. Partly sunny again with a high of 64. And Sunday night, a chance of showers again. So this is what we call almost April showers or spring weather. That's great. It's going to make the flowers bloom even more. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. We have some people on the lines this morning, Carl, that have been waiting to go on.
That's right. From Turtle Bay, we have Alex and...
Lorinda.
Lorinda. Good morning.
Good morning, girls.
Good morning.
Ladies. Ladies and gentlemen. People. Okay. Anyway, good morning and welcome to our morning show.
Did we lose both of them at one time?
Oh, I'm still here.
Oh, who's this?
Alexa.
Alexa, get in closer to your phone, and we will turn you up. Okay, so good morning, and from Turtle Bay. So what's happening out there?
Yeah, so we are so excited to talk to you about our virtual auction. So each year, our auction plays a major role in helping Turtle Bay keep running. And this year, it's coming to you virtual, so you can bid from the comfort of your home. And it's really easy to sign up online. In fact, registration is free, and you're actually entered to win when you register to win really awesome prizes. And you can bid on vacations, artwork, local experiences. There's a ton of stuff on there. We actually have 145 silent auction items and 21 live auction items. So the silent auction items bidding starts Thursday, March 11th at 10 a.m. And for the live auction items, bidding starts on March 20th at 10 a.m. And then all bidding closes at 9 p.m. So we're really excited.
So how long have you been with Turtle Bay?
I actually just started on February 1st. So I came in and hit the ground running.
Okay.
Plan.
I thought you sounded like you may be a brand new voice, which is very exciting because just to share with our listening audience who have attended, I've emceed that auction for almost 10 years now, and this is an interesting way to do the auction. And I was in the offices not long ago, and I loved how you're going about doing it because everybody's trying to find a creative way of continuing on with their events, however, presenting it in a safe way now during our pandemic. So tell us once again where we can go and what we can do as far as registering once again, just to refresh it, because it's good to repeat things twice.
Of course. So it's super easy to register online. The web address is turtlebay.maxgiving.bid. That's turtlebay.maxgiving.bid. And it's super quick to register. And once you register, you can browse all the items. The website is actually really awesome and super user-friendly. You can favorite items so that you can go back and make sure to, like, have them in your favorites for later. You can search by category, by keyword. You can even set up a max bid option. So that would mean that the site will bid for you in case someone else, in increments, in case someone else bids. So it's got some really neat features. So we're really excited about that. And we're excited people kind of get to browse through the items and pick their favorites before bidding time starts.
How does the live auction work?
Yeah, so it starts at 10 a.m. on March 20th, so that's when the live auction items kind of go up for bidding. And then we'll actually have a virtual auction watch party from 7:30 to 9 p.m. And during that time, there'll be awesome Turtle Bay programming for folks to watch and some live updates as the live auction items are bid on. We also have some wonderful fund-a-need options, so we'll kind of be highlighting some of those and just showcasing all the amazing things that the park has to offer during the watch party. And then at 9 p.m., everything closes.
Okay. So could there be like a spirited bidding war in the live auction?
We hope.
Yes, of course.
Well, thank you.
We'll see. That's right.
Well, thank you so much for, again, calling us. Keep calling back because we want to keep talking about the virtual auction. That's the big thing. But let's talk about what some of these funds are going to go to.
Yeah. Is Lorinda still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
You can talk about those.
All right.
Why aren't you two in here?
Oh, sure. I would love to. Well, one of the funded needs is actually Camp Chance. So it actually supports our Discovery Camps. That's one of my big passions here at Turtle Bay. So people that are unsure of, like, what items that they want to purchase or don't want to bid on items, they do have that option of donating to our fund-a-needs. So as I mentioned, camp is one of them, so supporting our scholarships for the camp that we offer in the summertime for children. Supporting the Butterfly House is another really popular one. So we are hoping to bring the Butterfly House back again this summer, and we need the community support to help us do so.
How much does it cost? How much does it cost for a for the Butterfly House? I mean,
well, I don't have an exact number for you, but we try to run it for 8 weeks in the summertime.
Uh-huh.
So we need to staff it as well. So that would be 8 weeks of staffing to have Turtle Bay staff members in there to help guide visitors and, you know, just maintain the butterflies. We also do purchase butterflies when they're in their chrysalis form so that people can watch them grow in a case that we have inside the Butterfly House, and then people can even come in and release them if that's available.
Well, that's what I was thinking, is that there's a place, there's obviously places out there in the world that you can buy butterflies.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I've been into Butterfly House. It's absolutely beautiful. And because, you know, and the reason I'm asking as to, you know, how much is because to make sure that we can, you know, that people can cover that.
But, right.
You know, I understand if you don't know the exact number, you don't want to give it out. But it is such an experience. And we took our grandchildren in there, and they were just amazed. They had butterflies land on them. It's, you know, in a time that butterflies in many parts of the world are in trouble.
That's right.
Losing their habitat and for whatever other reasons. But, yeah, this is great. Now, what are the great things?
The other fund-a-need options we have are supporting our Wash to Shore exhibition, which will be opening this April, at the very beginning of April. And Wash to Shore is a beautiful exhibition coming to us from Oregon. And it is a collection of art sculptures that are completely made of plastics that were washed up along the shore. So they were collected and cleaned, and then artists used them to create large sculptures of different sea creatures. So that's coming to Turtle Bay in just under a month. And so we are seeking some additional support to help us get that exhibition and bring that experience here to Reading.
Yeah, you know, we're talking, too, about that there's plastic in it, things, everything that you would see washing ashore, not just
That's
wood
right.
and, I mean, would there be, like, seashells and things like that?
Not in the sculptures themselves. The sculptures are primarily made out of things that should not be in the ocean. So, washed up, things that just end up in the ocean, like toothbrushes or plastic containers, water bottles, things like that.
Beer cans.
Beer cans, possibly, but not, maybe soda bottles.
Oh, soda bottles, okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And then, Alexa, can you...
Wait, I tell you what, we need to take a quick break. And when we come back, let's finish this, okay? Finish this about all the different things that are happening and the new exhibits and, again, talk about the virtual auction. But this portion of the show is brought to you by REU. Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help you with the cost of an electric vehicle. And charging station, visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And it's not, we're not talking like hundreds here. We're talking thousands of dollars in rebates. That's REU and electric cars, cityofreading.org/EV. We'll be right back after these messages, Carl and Linda Bott.
It's blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Pulse Urgent Care at 100 East Cypress Avenue would like to thank you for your support during 2020. Pulse is happy to announce they are reopening their urgent care services and are accepting patients by appointment only between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on weekdays and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays. Pulse follows public health guidelines. Masks are required along with social distancing. Please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for a screening, appointment, and further information.
At Reading Electric Utility, we recognize the value of education and the impact it can have on our families and our community. Interested in pursuing a career in science, technology, engineering, or math? Start by applying for a college scholarship or technical school grant offered by Reading Electric Utility. For more information about available scholarships and grants, visit cityofreading.org/RU scholarships. Applications must be submitted by March 10, 2021. Your future looks bright. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
And now, back to our show.
All that I've done wrong, I must have done something right. Deserve a
and good morning and welcome to the morning show here on KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott with you this morning on our Tuesday edition, the ninth of a Tuesday. We have 41 degrees. It's raining outside, and it looks like we have about 90% chance of rain. On the phone with us this morning, our first, before we want to do a shout-out to one of our sponsors, this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark at Home Helpers, if you're looking for someone to take care of you at home with licensed and bonded, or a parent, or a loved one, or somebody who's just finishing with an emergency or an operation, and you're like, what do I do now? Go to the folks at Home Helpers. They'll be there for you in your time of need. You can go to readinghomehelpers.com. With us this morning is Alexa and Lorinda from Turtle Bay. We've been talking about the auction, which we are going to do virtually for the Turtle Bay auction this year. And once again, in the segment, we left with a question. I believe it was Lorinda that was on the phone talking with Carl. And what was the question again?
Well, we had a couple more fund-a-needs that we could mention that are, I think, just the last bits of the auction that we need to discuss or talk about.
Okay. But before we start that, let me just say the stream is on again.
Thank
you. It turns out it was down at the, according to our IT guy, it was, the problem was on the website player, not the stream, not the actual stream.
Okay.
But somewhere near the website. Okay.
Right.
Got it.
So let's go back to Fund a Need. With Lorinda.
Sure. Okay, so we've got two more fund-a-needs that people can donate to support Turtle Bay. We have an amazing teen volunteer program where we invite teen volunteers from around the community to come and help us out in different areas, like in animal care, education, in our horticulture department, even in our administrative building. They can come and volunteer where they can all learn job-building skills, and just receive training on the careers that we have here at Turtle Bay. So we're looking for support for our teen volunteer program. And then also just general gardens care and improvements. I'm sure that many people in the community out there have been through the McConnell Gardens and Arboretum. And, you know, we just need some support to help keep that area looking beautiful and being able to make improvements in the future.
Wonderful. Well, we appreciate both of you joining us today. And one more time for our listeners, perhaps if they are online listeners and the stream was down, could you tell us one more time about the Turtle Bay auction, where we go, and what is the procedure? We just need to repeat that one more time, please.
Yeah, so it's super quick and easy. You can just go to turtlebay.maxgiving.bid. That's turtlebay.maxgiving.bid. And you can just register there and sign up, and you can browse the items and start bidding on March 11th for our silent items, and then live items go up for bidding on Saturday, March 20th at 10 a.m.
Well, thank you so much, both of you, for joining us. And we hope next time that we get to have you live in the studio. We missed that. So thanks for joining us here on KCNR. And appreciate it, girls, ladies, people, folks.
And we'll be talking about it in between now and when it starts.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Alexa and Lorinda. Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Wow. Headlines. You want to go into some of the things that you've been seeing on the headlines?
Gavin Newsom is going to give the State of the State today. He's going to tell us how good everything is and what a great job he's done. I wonder if he's going to mention the 2 million signatures that have been collected for his recall. You know, Gavin Newsom, I guess I just don't understand Gavin Newsom in some of his decisions. If some of them are just like snap decisions that he has no thought over, like shutting down all the restaurants on that Monday. He just shut every restaurant down during his noontime address Noontime with Newsom or Newsom's Nooner or whatever it is, that he just shut down all the restaurants. And in the impact that had on the economy and people and families was incalculable. But yet he did it. And then he himself goes to the French Laundry restaurant, which takes a year to get reservations. So why you would want to wait a year to go to the French, to any restaurant, I don't know. You know, God bless them that they've got that, you know, that high a clientele. However, he went to it after shutting down other restaurants. He went to this one at $1,000 a plate fundraiser for somebody else. And he's surrounded by, get this, lobbyists and members of the California Medical Association, whom we know are a bunch of hypocritical guys anyway. And so I wonder if he's going to address that or the, you know, how he shut down everything and yet we had more people die in California than any other state, including the massacre in New York in the nursing homes that Governor Cuomo engineered and now is trying to cover up in a variety of different ways in between fighting off sexual assault charges against him from four different women who've worked for him. So anyway, Gavin's going to be on speaking about what a great job he's done over the last year, and he's facing a recall. So
yeah,
that's all I have to say about that.
I think a lot of people are fed up in California. I mean, I just drove down to Sacramento, you know, dealt with family members of all ages. And I think they're quite frustrated as well. Okay, now, you know, just to pile on top this morning, of course, we started off with our Turtle Bay moment, and that's always positive, and what people are trying to do in order to be, you know, explore what it is to during these times. But according to a lot of the things I'm reading today is that, you know, I think we're going to be we will be seeing signs of opening up because the numbers are starting to decline on some of these reports worldwide. However, we're seeing that there's a new strain. So how long are we going to continue having a mask? But the ridiculous thing is I was down in Sacramento. Carl may have known this, and I went into Nordstrom's with my mother to buy some makeup. Well, first of all, we know that when you go into the make, I know this is going to sound trivial, but this is just the scratch of the other things that are happening in life regarding corporations that are applying a certain kind of pressure or a standard of practice. So everyone's masked, of course. And it was like I really felt like I was in zombie land because, you know, it's very hard to shop when you can't smell or feel, for me personally. I mean, you can feel, I don't even know if you can go into the dressing room because it just felt so, it's like it really affected me on a visceral level. I don't know why. We went two different days, and I felt panicky in my mask. I felt overwhelmed. I had to sit down like this, almost like I was in an MRI machine. That's the only thing I can equate it to. And I haven't had...
They didn't have chairs either.
They had... Okay, first of all, all the chairs were taken away, so you were not allowed to sit down in the makeup department. So even those little high chairs that you sit in. No, they cannot apply makeup. The only thing they can do is put it on your hand. That's still touch as far as I'm concerned. Or you can put it on your hand. They can stick it on a piece of paper. So then I felt a little overwhelmed and said, I need some water. I had this, like, you know, like that thing of feeling hot and needing water. And she said, well, didn't you see the new signs? And she thought the whole thing was ridiculous. That was great. The gal that was working with us. And I, like I said, I cut it short because I was feeling overwhelmed and had to leave the space. Like, get outside, take my mask off, and get some fresh air in my lungs. But she said, don't you see the new rule? You can, you know, here they have a little Starbucks right outside. We're talking about the Nordstrom's in Roseville. And you cannot bring, the new rule is, you cannot bring a covered drink into Nordstrom's. You know, people would walk around with their Starbucks or their covered coffee or their covered lattes, and that's part of the thing. No, not allowed because people have taken their masks down for too long and been drinking water. So she brought in two waters for my mom and I that were with the straw, with the plastic lid, and said, you're not supposed to have these, but go ahead until they tell you don't. So it just, it was, that to me was just like, you know, I'm sneaking until the authorities tell me not. I just don't know. I told my mom, I said, I'm sorry, I'm being such a wuss, but this is really, like, viscerally, deep inside of me, bothered me as far as feeling controlled and not being able to breathe, which is a panic thing for me anyway when I can't get air. But I felt that 2 days in a row. And I want to segue into Dubai's airport, the world's busiest for international travel, can already feel surreal with its carnival duty-free stores, artificial palm trees, gleaming terminals, water cascades, and near-Arctic levels of air conditioning. Now, the key east-west transit hub is rolling out another edition from the realm of science fiction. And I've been predicting this. I know this is going to happen. Just get ready. The iris scanner that verifies one's identity and eliminates the need for any human interaction when entering or leaving the country is the newest addition. I told you it was going to be an eye scan.
Yeah. Now you just hope nobody pops your eye.
In Dubai.
Like they do in all the movies.
Yep. That's it. All right. So we do have to take a break. Just, I don't know. I'm wiggy today.
But, you know, no, what it is a year of wearing masks and feeling, you know, and whether you call
and
it
it's horrible in Sacramento.
Whether you call it controlling or you call it, oh, you're just helping other people or you're, and all this, it's still a control factor.
I don't mind wearing a mask from the car. I will do that. From the car to the store.
You said you don't feel like it up here. You know, because you wear it in stores.
I wear it in the store up here. You and I have been to Reno. Mm-hmm. You and I have been to places where we wear a mask, and yeah, it starts to get a little rough around the face, and you feel like, oh, you can go up to your room, take it off, go into a restaurant, take it off. But I just was overwhelmed.
Well, one of the ways that you can stop being overwhelmed is you take your mask and you walk into Orchard Nutrition.
Oh, yeah.
Orchard Nutrition. Yes. 100% certified organic produce. Joe Martino started this store back in 1982. They've had to move one time because the demand was so large he had to expand. So they're, of course, in the Cypress Shopping Center. They have a great grocery selection, hundreds of vitamins and supplements, and then they have people there that understand. They have nutritionists in the store that will help you and tell you how the vitamins and supplements will help you, or you don't want to take these. They're extremely honest there. The whole idea is eating healthily. When we say organic, certified organic produce, that includes the ground, of course, the produce itself, and the way it's handled. It doesn't go through another place that has handled GMO, so there's a chance that you'd get some kind of GMO in it. But that's, you know, and that's a huge thing because a healthy diet, sleep, and exercise are going to keep you healthy, and it also will give you a much better chance of fighting off any type of flu that comes into your life. That's Orchard Nutrition, open Monday through Sunday. We'll be right back. 7:33 in the morning, 41 degrees out there. It's going to be raining today. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough.
You know.
now with a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now, and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican radio.
Don't laugh.
Welcome back.
Listen, let me tell you about that.
They don't do something about the border, we're all going to be on Mexican radio.
You know who talked about this? Wait a minute. You know who talked about this? I have to laugh. Because in Texas, remember we saw the documentary on ZZ Top?
Yeah.
And some of those guys, and my good friend Cam King, that lived in certain border towns, at that point there was a lot of, I don't want to say black market, but there's a word for it. Just they would not have rights. It was a station on the other side of the border that played everything. Linda Ronstadt played everything.
Oh, yeah. They didn't pay royalties.
So they had this interesting flexible influx, if I want to say, of music that came across that, like, this is the stuff that feeds you when you're a kid. And so that's why they have this incredible range of music, what they pull from. And you hear that with Linda Ronstadt, all the different albums that she's done of different kinds of types of music.
Mm-hmm.
In her documentary, she talked about that. In the documentary on ZZ Top, the same thing.
Well, but ZZ Top doesn't play anything different. It's ZZ Top. He says the same two chords for 50 years. I don't know. If the lyrics may be different
okay, inside the three chords.
That's right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by River Common Senior Living. And you know what? You've had enough of taking care of the home, the grass, the pipes, plumbing, painting. That's it. You've just had enough. So why not go to Northern California's premier retirement community, a place for active seniors, and where you can bring those things that you value. They are pet friendly, a gourmet chef, everything that makes your life comfortable. Plus, then you can leave from there now that the COVID seems to be up, you know, releasing a little bit, so you can go visit places, you can visit the family, and not have to worry about all your stuff. And having, you know, what if a pipe breaks while I'm gone or something like that? No. River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. Give Brian a call at 238-5981 for more information. Okay. Now, is the border, the what's happening at the border a crisis? Last week, the Homeland Security Secretary, Alejandro Mayorkas, said, no, I don't think so. Today, or yesterday, he says he has asked Department of Homeland Security staff to volunteer to help with what he considered was an overwhelming number of migrants at the border. Yes, overwhelming. They're coming across. We're letting people in with COVID. We're letting people in with COVID. Why are we letting people in with COVID? And guess what? The unaccompanied children, they're being locked up again. You can call them migrant reception centers, but it's the same places that Obama had built that Trump used, and they were there with, oh, he's putting them in kids in cages. Guess what? Biden's doing the same thing because it's the only spot he has. Because every facility is operating at 100%. They're talking about flying migrant children, unaccompanied type, back to Army bases in Virginia. They're taking people by 1,000 at a time and relocating them into the interior of the United States. This is what's happening at the border. This is what Trump said was going to happen. This is what anybody, when Biden did away with the protocols, he did away with a protocol that Trump had started, which keeps people that want to immigrate into our country, it keeps them in Mexico and two other countries while they go through the process. The migrant protection protocols, as I said, would keep migrants in Mexico for their hearings and agreements within Northern Triangle counties, and had been that was working in keeping the numbers down. We had the lowest numbers of apprehensions on the border. People were being handled well. They were being treated well. Families were staying together. Now they're waving signs, Biden let me in, or wearing T-shirts that say, Biden let me in. This is what President Biden has done on the border during, excuse me, there's still a pandemic where you're telling me I have to wear a mask every place I go. Linda just gave a soliloquy on wearing masks in stores that won't even let you sit down or bring water into the store. And we're letting people across by the thousands who haven't even been tested from countries that you know have COVID. And we're bringing them across. And we're keeping them in close areas. So if one person has COVID, according to everything you read, then everybody's going to get COVID if you keep them in a closed area. This is what President Biden's first 100 days in office has brought you. A border that almost ceases to exist. They can't handle the influx, the hundreds of thousands that are coming to the border.
Well, according to this report, shelters have been operating under reduced capacity to account for COVID-19 precautions. But on Friday, the Biden administration notified facilities caring for migrant children that they can open back up to pre-COVID-19 levels, acknowledging, okay, here's the question I have. Here's in quotation marks, extraordinary circumstances. Well, let me tell you that every business that's gone out of business that's struggling up here in Northern California is extraordinary circumstances.
Yeah.
Like, am I going to be able to feed my kids? Am I going to have to close the doors because I cannot pay the rent for a business that I spent my life building? Wouldn't you consider those extraordinary circumstances? Due to a rising number of minors crossing the U.S.-Mexico border, according to a memo obtained by this news organization.
Oh, yeah. They're having...
makes me mad. That's why I kind of sometimes don't want to go into the politics. Maybe I keep my head in the sand. But it makes my blood actually pump when I see or read these things, Carl.
Well, the fact is that people... They're giving... people are here illegally... precedence over people who have lived here, who pay the taxes to support these questionable decisions. We got to take a break, but when we come back, an assault happened in the White House. And we need to talk about that. But if you suffered from an orthopedic injury, strain, or sprain, stop by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang are there to get you back into action. Give them a call at 530-5050. I'm sorry, 530-5030. That's 533-5030 today. 7:45 in the morning, 41 degrees. It's going to be raining. We'll be right back.
Who's to say I can't do everything, but I can try. And as I roll along, I begin to find things aren't always just what they seem. I want to turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is back open for exploration. See the West Coast Biennial Art Exhibition featuring diverse pieces by artists up and down the West Coast. Enjoy the Visible River Aquarium, Caverns Exhibits, Parrot Playhouse, and more. There's something for everyone to discover at Turtle Bay.
Sometimes you have to go away to get away to relax. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday. Call or book online now, 1-800-280-UWIN or windriver.com. Offering mobile check-in and check-out, valid through March 20th. Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply. Use promo code WINTER21. Join us for a safe and comfortable stay at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you. I'm cruising.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Turtle Bay Annual Auction is going virtual. Now everyone can take part in bidding on exciting items and supporting Turtle Bay. Bidding begins March 11th. Tune in for the live virtual watch party March 20th on Facebook Live or YouTube. Go to turtlebay.org and click the online auction banner to register and learn more.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's a KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 7:49 in the morning, 41 degrees, rain in the forecast. And this portion of the show brought to you by Powerhouse Solar. Is an elite dealer for sun power. Solar energy makes financial sense, and you may qualify to get 25% federal tax credit. Now you can get the sun power, sun vault, battery, and solar with financing. Keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever with Powerhouse Solar. Give them a call today at 275-5600. That's 275-5600.
Well, you know, confronting someone about something in person can often be awkward. I mean, this is funny. I got to go here this morning, especially when they're your neighbor. That's why we often resort to writing down our requests and complaints and a note to get our message across. Now, I have to say, fortunately, we've got really great neighbors. We don't have to deal with this. But if you manage to make a joke out of the whole thing or get creative, you become an internet legend, not to mention the talk of the neighborhood. If you can get enough of these hilarious notes, you're in for a real treat. Well, here's one. It's called the plant thief. Really? Who steals a plant? That's just wrong. Someone grew and loved that plant, and stealing it is just beyond low. We understand that it's much easier to take an already beautiful grown plant instead of caring for one yourself, but you simply cannot do that, which is why we love this sign so much. And on the sign it says, stealing plants is a low and selfish act. What's next? Punishing kittens? You suck. I know you like to do these memes, Carl. You know, oh, there she is, Pramila. You'd like to do memes, and you send them out that are so funny. Uh-huh. One of them was a grown woman in a shopping cart, because I said sometimes, I wish that they had shopping carts for people my size so you could just push me around. I don't want to do the motorized cart. I just want you to push me around and we'll go shopping together.
Legs out the back.
So you found a meme like that.
Okay, people, for everybody out there that was, when President Biden was running for election, they've had all these positive things about him. One, of course, was that he had adopted a rescue dog, a German Shepherd named Major, And then when he moved into the White House, oh, look, there are the two, you know, the rescue, here are the two dogs. First time dogs have been in the White House in a long time. Isn't this just adorable? And they were asking questions about the dog instead of what was going on with China and the South China Sea, what was happening at the border, or what was, you know, why, you know, killing all the jobs. They were asking him questions about his dogs because they're so sweet. Well, it appears that there's been an incident, one of the security personnel has been attacked by Major the dog. I mean, and it's not the first time the dog has been aggressive and finally got a hold of somebody and chomped him good. So the Biden dogs were returned to Delaware last week after the German Shepherds Major had an aggressive behavior incident. And so can I say this? I know that, you know, okay. I have to say it. You know, I just have to. You look at things that start really cute and look, oh, my gosh, look at the dogs. Oh, look at what electing President Biden is going to do for us. And like the dogs, it turns around and bites you in the ass. So, okay, moving on.
Okay, let's talk about the real thing here about Can you imagine coming from a maybe a somewhat maybe peaceful environment into a hectic? Dogs pick up on energy. Animals pick up on energy. You told me yesterday you had.
If they picked up on energy from the president, they both should be just laying in a comatose state. Okay. Well, they should be laying on the couch, their heads hanging out, their tongues hanging out. They go over to the food dish. They go, "Is this mine? Is this mine? Somebody pick me out. I think I just peed on myself."
All right.
Oh, you're talking about something else.
Yeah.
I've lost Ashley. You've taken it away from me.
All right, so what else do you have over there? Because you've already taken it away from me. I don't even know what I was going to say now.
Well,
you stopped me in the middle of my flow, bro.
Flow.
Don't touch my flow, bro.
Okay. Hey, this thing with the Royals has got to be... The interview just blew away. I think
17 million people watched.
I'm not sure, but I think there was like an NBA All-Star game. Was that on the same night? I don't watch NBA, and I don't know, because ever since that they started playing their games under the Chinese flag, the NBA symbol, they want to change the symbol from Jerry West to the flag of Communist China. No? Let's go to the phones. Chris, good morning. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl.
Did I go too far?
Pardon?
Did I go too far?
Oh, no, not far enough.
Okay. Got it.
But anyhow, along these lines, did you happen to see any of the clips of Biden's press conference yesterday?
Oh, yes. Carl, this is Linda speaking.
When you forgot the name of the Secretary of Defense.
I did a few things. I did see a few, blank moments.
That guy's mind is gone. He's got that blank look in his eye of a confused man.
Well, you know what?
He doesn't know where he's at. He doesn't know what he's doing. He can't read a script.
He hasn't.
I think he's lost his ability to phonetically sound out a word. And looking at the teleprompter, I don't think he can put the letters together and phonically say a word.
Well, he's getting ready. He hasn't had a question and answer period with the press. And the first time any president has gone this long without it. But he's supposed to be getting ready to have an address. There's supposed to be an address concerning the COVID. Or was this the address we were... That he did.
So they're working on programming the voice box to put in, right? So they can just push the button and it talks?
Oh, I hope it's not true. Say it's not true.
And
anyway.
The other thing that's the most obtuse thing that sticks out, where is Kamala Harris?
She's getting measured for her crown.
She's
measuring...
not out saying anything.
Well?
I think they're afraid she's going to say something she shouldn't say when she's out talking.
How long do you think it's going to be before they use the 25th Amendment to the Dems to take out Jill?
They'll probably do it on Easter Sunday.
Easter? Why Easter Sunday? I'm afraid to ask.
Because everybody's in a jovial mood celebrating with their families.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Okay.
Why did they do what they did on this last thing on a Friday night?
Yeah, that's true.
Everything's on a Friday night heading into a weekend.
Well, it has because it's low, because then the news cycles are way down. But,
oh, yeah, exactly.
But the thing is the Internet is alive 24 hours a day. And so, even if the major news organizations didn't pick up on it right away, it would be headline news in instants around the world. Hey, Chris, we got to run. Thanks a lot.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right. So...
All right. You may want to check on your flight credits because it's saying here that a year into the pandemic, travelers are finding some flight credits are expiring. So as I'm reading some of the headlines, I just want – don't sleep on it, folks. If you were given a 6 months or whatever within the year, out check on those flight credits because, again, that the headlines is that some of them are expiring. And you just may want to check that out.
And good news here, a family adopts a senior dog that has lived in a shelter for 6 years.
Cool.
6 years the dog's lived in a shelter and somebody is taking it home, taking the little dog
home.
That's
like being in, we know that Haven Humane, this is what we do know, because we've experienced it firsthand, is that they have handlers that come in and take those dogs on daily walks. So they're not completely in.
But
we don't know that all shelters do that. You know, it still is, after a year of being behind a cage, in a cage, in a crate. You know what I'm talking about. I just think that family's amazing.
Also, so cool. Russell Wilson seems to be pretty unhappy in Seattle.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And back in 2000, I think it was 17 or 18, the other players weren't happy with him. But Russell Wilson, of course, is a quality player. He's capable of taking people to the Super Bowl. Anyway, he's unhappy. So he may be leaving Seattle. And guess whose name has just popped up to go to the Seahawks? Think about it. Whose name would you think that came up to take Russell Wilson's place at the Seahawks? Let me think. Colin Kaepernick.
Oh!
So, his name has come up to take Russell Wilson's place. If Russell does get his release, and there are teams out there that would snap Russell Wilson up. Okay, we're going to take a break from the news. When we come back, we're going to have Shasta Regional Medical Center and a cast
and
of thousands.
A bunch of doctor medical professors, professionals on this morning. Yeah.
There. Yeah. Okay, we'll be right back.
And you could have it all.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The stage is set for a final legislative approval of the $1.9 trillion Biden spending plan. The vote could come as early as today.
The package is expected to easily pass the Democratic-controlled House. Republicans say it's too big and filled with spending having nothing to do with COVID. President Biden and others say big is what's needed to fix an economy stalled by the pandemic.
Correspondent Julie Walker says, among other things, the Biden package would send $1,400 stimulus checks to many Americans, also providing $300 in weekly jobless benefits. The minimum wage hike that was sought by many progressive lawmakers was stripped out of the bill in the Senate. Following a brief delay yesterday, jury selection in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is set to move forward today. He's charged with second-degree murder and manslaughter in the death of George Floyd. Yesterday's pause in jury selection came as the state tries to add one count of third-degree murder against Chauvin. Floyd was declared dead on May 25th after Chauvin, who is white, pressed his knee against the black man's neck for about 9 minutes, holding his position even after Floyd had complained that he couldn't breathe and then went limp. President Biden to speak to the nation Thursday, marking 1 year since the country went into lockdown over the coronavirus pandemic.
The president is set to offer a primetime address to the nation in which he'll take a look back at COVID-19's toll on the lives and health of Americans and the U.S. economy over the past year. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president will address sacrifices made by Americans and, quote, the grave loss communities and families across the country have suffered.
That's correspondent Bob Agnew. The Wall Street rally rolls on right now. The Dow is up 265 points. The NASDAQ, 395 points higher, a gain of 3%. And the S&P is up 66 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls. The first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park, Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335, bracket animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The military in Myanmar is lowering the boom on pro-democracy protesters who continue demanding a return to civilian rule following last month's military coup.
It's become an established tactic where the military surround neighborhoods where they want to arrest people. They will go in and smash down doors and try and grab people from houses. In one case, we know the two sons of a man they wanted, an NLD figure, were taken on Saturday. They've got no obvious political connections, and yet they've disappeared into the notorious insane prison. No one's had any contact with them. I think this fits a pattern of overall terror and also an attempt by the military in a rather blunt way to try to capture as many people as they can who may be involved in organizing this civil disobedience movement.
The BBC's Jonathan Head. A British-Australian academic imprisoned by Iran on a spying conviction said in a TV interview that she endured psychological torture during her more than 2 years behind bars. Townhall.com. The Biden administration offering deportation relief and work permits to hundreds of thousands of Venezuelan immigrants living in the U.S.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas issued a decree making certain Venezuelans eligible for temporary protected status, which allows the U.S. government to grant provisional humanitarian protection to immigrants whose home countries are plagued by armed conflict, recovering from natural disasters, dealing with an epidemic, or otherwise unable to guarantee the safe return of their citizens. Republican and Democratic administrations have sought to isolate the increasingly authoritarian government of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, who managed to hold on to power despite a political challenge mounted by Juan Guaido, Bernie Bennett reporting.
A large wind farm off the Massachusetts coast moving closer to federal approval south of Martha's Vineyard near Cape Cod. It would generate 800 megawatts of electricity, and that's enough to power some 400,000 homes. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is the 9th of March, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. The weather today.
We are looking at a 90% chance of showers today with a high of 50 degrees, a low of only 40. And if you like what you saw yesterday, if you like what you see today, good news, we've got that coming tomorrow as well. But things will start to clear up on Thursday into Friday and Saturday. And so we should have a great day for National Meatball Day today.
National Meatball Meatball Day today?
Yes.
No.
It's also National Barbie Day, National Crab Meat Day, and National Get Over It Day.
National Get Over It Day. Okay. National Get Over It Day.
Well, what helps you get over it is the crab meat, so.
Yeah. And, what was the first one? Meatball Day.
Meatball. That's the one I'm celebrating today.
I tell you what, meatball sandwiches. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely on my agenda.
We're going to end this show early. Okay. 8:06 in the morning, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, an Anderson-based business that is a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And it's the second Tuesday of the month, so we have in here with us Shasta Regional Medical Center, and of course, the CEO, Casey Fatch. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everybody.
And you brought in the heavy hitters today.
We did. We have we're fortunate enough to have Dr. Danuka with us, and we're fortunate enough to have Dr. Matthews with us today.
That's right.
We're going to be talking about colorectal cancer, and since it's also Colorectal Cancer Month, that we thought it would be appropriate to talk about some of the new services that we have at Shasta Regional.
Okay. So, Dr. Danuka.
Happy to be here again, Carl.
Oh, we're going to see you again Friday.
Yes.
This Friday. Good. You know, this is one, you know, I learn so much every time any of the doctors are on, you know, for the most part. But colon cancer is one of those cancers that can be actually cured.
That's absolutely correct. It can be cured. All cancers can be cured as long as we are able to find them early.
Okay, all cancers can be cured. Yeah, but the hard part is finding them early. But colon cancer, we can find.
We can find because there are screening measures available, and it works. So that's the key part about colon cancer, I would say, is we can detect them in a precancerous stage. Colon cancer can be detected in a precancerous stage as polyps. And if we can take them out, we are preventing colon cancer from forming itself. So that's, I think, is the achievement of the newer technologies and newer stuff that we have. And I think we all are working for it, and it's making a difference in the community.
Well, that's what the colonoscopy does. It's regular screening where they find out if you have polyps, and if they do, they can snip those off and check to see if they're cancerous or whatever. But a regular screening like this and will, if found, can prevent cancer from even forming. And it's a, in most cases, it's a slow-moving cancer. Or is that right, Dr. Matthews?
That's typically the case. The one challenge with colon cancer is that you don't get a lot of symptoms from it in its earliest stages. And so that's the reason that we really spend a lot of time and energy talking up colonoscopies, talking up routine visits with your primary care physician, talking up some of the other screening studies such as Cologuard or looking for blood or markers in the stool, because by the time you get a lot of symptoms from a colon cancer, typically that cancer has progressed to the point where surgery is absolutely required, and sometimes chemotherapy and other treatments are necessary. So the goal for all of us for Colon Cancer Awareness Month is to get the story out that you're going to feel just fine when you need your colonoscopy done. You're going to feel just fine when you have polyps. You're going to feel just fine when you have very early stages of colon cancer. And by the time you're not feeling fine, it's too late to get this taken care of in an expeditious fashion.
So, Doctor, let's go back a little bit into the past of how perhaps my generation and Carl's generation, when we grew up in our family's environment, I mean, my parents, they went to the doctor yearly, but colonoscopies were really in the probably the 60s, 70s, even the 80s, really weren't something that would be like having your teeth cleaned. You know, like you get your teeth cleaned and it was like a yearly practice. So when did this actually come into our radar that this is something that we should really consider to be preventative medicine?
Sure. So you're exactly right on the time frame. The technologies that were driving this are two. One is fiber optic technology, where we can look and transmit light and images long distances. So because the colon is about 5 feet long, it's not something I can just, with a visual scope, look and see things. So I have to have a flexible endoscope that's able to get all the way up through the colon. That technology was coming in the 70s into the early 80s, and so we were developing the technique of how do we get in there, how do we see things. The other technology that was happening at the same time is the genetics understanding of how cells have problems in the body. Those problems start developing into a disease that we can actually see with our eyes, and then that disease progresses to something that becomes a cancer and now needs to be treated as a systemic whole body kind of problem. So as those two things were happening at the same time in the 80s, usually the early 80s was sort of when this came about, we started to say we have the understanding of what we're looking for on the inside of the colon. We understand that when we're finding polyps, we're preventing cancers, and that there's enough technology, and the price point was such that physicians and hospitals and clinics could invest in the technology to have colonoscopy available. And then the real hurdle has been that, you know, for your parents' generation, for my parents' generation, and even into today, the stigma that comes with the intestines and dealing with anything that has to do with stool, bowel movements, going to the bathroom, the taboo that's associated with that really is the barrier that, despite having all the technology and knowing what we need to go and find, it's still difficult to get people to understand that this is just like getting a pap smear for a lady or having a prostate exam for a guy. All of us have colons. And
isn't that interesting? Because I don't know if it's because of this of a past where there was such a modesty of a certain generation. But, you know, I did do a colonoscopy on the air once, where not when I went into the actual procedure, but before and after, because it was like basically taking a nap, and boom, it was done, and I was glad to have Dr. Danuka come out, Payush, come out and talk about, you know, what the pre and the post were. But let's talk about the folds, you know, the colon. I know that sounds really interesting to me because it's body parts. But we have to take a break. We're going to talk more about that is Colon Cancer Awareness Month, and have you had a colonoscopy, and if not, what's holding you back?
And I must say that the only part that was kind of a surprise for Linda's colonoscopy is that Paul Danuka signed his work, and it was a signature back there, and you know, it was a little heart. I'm not sure what that meant. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. I know he's listening, and he's going, next chance I get. He says, I cannot wait till you're on the table again, Carl. I'm going to set a new record here about how much hose. Anyway. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. I can't help it. I don't know what today's doing to me. Ted Leidy began his business, oh gosh, 11 years ago, and now teaches in over 46 different areas in the state of California. It's the most complete CCW training, but it's not just CCW. It's also advanced pistol. It's also home defense. It's how to use a shotgun defensively, the tactical rifle, and many more aspects of shooting, including if you just want to learn how to shoot. You don't even have to own a gun, but you want to learn how to shoot, how to keep a gun safely in your home, all of these things, all the laws that pertain to carrying a firearm or even having a firearm. Go to usgunpro.com and sign up for a class there or learn more information, or give them a call at 530-999-1822, Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back. It's Colon Cancer Awareness Month.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. This month's review is Perdomo Reserve 10th Anniversary. The Perdomo Reserve is a medium to full-bodied blend, giving off notes of dark cocoa, espresso, and ending with a progressive complexity of mineral-rich zestiness. Come down to the shop for your Perdomo Reserve today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, or visit us on Instagram at Tobacco and Brew.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to an North State with no more homeless pets.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, 8 to 19 in the morning, 41 degrees, showers today. This portion of the show brought to you by Maximal Insurance and Financial. Is it time for a second opinion on any of your retirement plans or your 401ks? They've changed a lot in how much you can take in and or put in and take out in the last few years. For a free review and evaluation, give Judy a call at 221-0441. Make an appointment to stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. Judy and her crew have been doing this since 1993, helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We're here, of course, with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, oncologist here in town with the Pace Cancer Center, and Dr. Doug Matthews, who is a colorectal surgeon, and Ashley Barnard, who is sitting over here quietly, but knowing fully well how much power she wields in Dr. Matthews' office. A question came in, and I'm not going to read everything one guy said about how he woke up in a strange room with half his clothes on. The question was, how does it feel? How does colon cancer feel?
Yeah, so that's a very good question and goes back to what we were discussing about part of the role that we have as physicians for getting screenings done, because the vast majority of people who have a colon cancer have no sensation whatsoever. And our goal is to find those people, because when we take them to surgery or give them chemotherapy, the ones who are asymptomatic tend to be the earlier stages, tend to be the folks who have a greater chance of cure mm-hmm. from the cancer. By the time you start getting symptoms, typically those tumors are a little more advanced. So the colon is a tube that's probably 2.5, maybe 3 inches in diameter if it's a larger colon. And so you have to get to the point where that tube is narrowed enough to start having symptoms. So typically the early symptoms that people recognize are a change in their bowel movements, either more frequent or less frequent, diameter of the stool changing, somebody whose bowel movements are the size of their finger or a pencil starts to catch our attention, because that's narrowing of that tube. Things don't move through the tube as well. Bleeding, noticing blood in your bowel movements, noticing blood when you're wiping. Most people say, well, goodness, that's just my hemorrhoids. But the problem is that blood in the stool is also a very worrisome sign for us for colon cancers. And then the later signs that people start to recognize is cramping, abdominal pains, bloating, sometimes nausea and vomiting, sometimes very distended abdomens. And late signs are weight loss, loss of appetite. And by that point, typically people have disease that's not just limited in the colon, but is spread to the liver, spread to the lungs, and needs more systemic treatment. And not to say that we don't have people who have disease that's spread outside of the colon that survive their cancers and do well, which is one of the reasons I like being a colon doctor, is that I have patients who, even when they get very sick from their colon cancer, can survive it. But the problem is that the likelihood of survival goes way down when you get to those later stages of disease.
So for our listener, is if you start feeling these, then it, you know, it has progressed enough. So he gave all the symptoms. Dr. Matthews gave all the symptoms. So this, again, is why having colonoscopies, which, by the way, is covered by all insurance plans. Dr. Danuka, it's always amazing to me. Maybe it's just because I've been around you all so long, and we've been, you know, lucky enough to have you and your husband on. And the and then Casey and Shasta Regional Medical Center, but it always surprises me when I see somebody with a big name that makes the news dying of colon cancer. To me, it just seems like, did they totally ignore everything till it was too late, or is there a fear of getting a colonoscopy? Do you think?
The people that I have talked to are, you know, I get to see who have colon cancer.
Right.
I sometimes see people who have never been to a single colonoscopy. And sometimes it's the people who are going through routine colonoscopies, they are getting detected. And, you know, in one of those routine sessions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a wide range. I think in community, it varies from some people who don't believe in getting any medical help to people who are actually regularly following. And from the perspective from an oncologist, a person who's treating these cancers, I can say the results vary. The mm-hmm. outcome varies and their survival varies based on these diametrically opposite views and perceptions which they have. And I can't say where it is coming from, but, you know, we have different people, different understanding and different expressions of what they understand about the world. So to me, it seems definitely educating our community, our people here, would make a difference in how we can make better on this. Even right now, it surprises me that our goal is only 50% of the people who are supposed to get in the age group, screening age group, actually get colonoscopy, which is
That's ridiculous because it's paid for.
Would you say the incidence of colon cancer is nationwide, and does it vary between male and female and certain races?
It's pretty even between men and women.
Okay.
The likelihood of any one person getting colon cancer in their life is about 1 in 20. So that's 5% of the population.
Okay.
So when you sit a group of us down, there's almost 10 of us total in the room. That could be one of us. I've had my colon checked. I have polyps. I know that my colon likes to make them. I see my doctor every 3 years, so I get my colon checked. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's obviously bad advertising for a colon cancer surgeon to get colon cancer. So I'm doing my part to make sure I'm not one of those statistics.
How do we get... Okay.
When you say that your body likes to make polyps, I mean, I know you're... You know, this is a personal testimony, but what is it in maybe your particular experience, and is it does it run in your family? How does one happen to have polyps when the next guy doesn't have polyps as much?
So we're speaking a little bit there to the risk factors of getting either polyps or colon cancer. There's two ways we break it down. We think about 50% of the risk for the disease comes from your genetics, who your parents are. My father also has polyps, so he was the one that tipped me off that I needed to start checking my colon for colon polyps. So if you have a family history, parents, first-degree relatives with either colon cancers, colon polyps, and there are even some familial cancer syndromes where endometrial cancers also run with colon cancers. So those are the sorts of things that give you that first 50%, your genetic risk of baseline. Are you going to be having problems or not? The second 50% is the exposures that we put our body through on the day-to-day basis. Smoking, drinking, obesity, dietary preferences, diets that are low in fiber are higher risk diets. Diets that are higher in red meats, especially if we cook meats at high temperatures, are higher risk. Diets that have a lot of preserved foods hams, bacons, all the good tasting foods, those tend to be higher risk environments for your colon. And even sometimes your job situation. So I'm a volunteer firefighter, and in the fire service, we know that colon cancers and other cancers are higher risk populations because of the exposures that you put yourself through on a daily basis.
You know, you could have knocked me over right then when you said you were a volunteer firefighter. Like, you don't have enough stuff to do, said on your, I've got a couple of hours off. Yeah, there's a fire. Let me run over there and jump into a burning building. Okay.
Everybody has different hobbies. I can't explain. It probably goes to my mental state as well.
Hey, Casey,
I'm just wondering, how many of those boxes did you check off, Carl?
Well, you know, when you started talking about...
I ran out of ink in my pen.
I was going to ask you about the meat cooked. Seared.
Yeah.
What if you just sear it on either side and then eat the rest of it raw?
Yeah.
I mean, is that better?
The problem is that searing event,
right,
and the part that makes right that outside of that steak taste so well, those hydrocarbons are a cancerous substance. And so, when I have this discussion with my patients, they say, well, you're telling me I can't ever have steak or bacon again. And I said, no, I didn't say that because I eat steak and bacon. And
just get screened.
Right. So just like everything else in your life, you have to make the decision, is my smoking habit worth my lung cancer? Or, is my steak habit worth my colon cancer? And for me, when I want to have a steak, I'm going to sear it. I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And then I realize that, if I do that every single day for the rest of my life, I probably am raising my risk of trouble. Like I said, I'll run into a burning building without worrying that the ceiling's going to fall on me or that this is a cancerous risk.
I'm going to continue barbecuing steaks till I get my first polyp.
That's right.
And then at that point, I'll cut back, because I go.
I got a 10-year clean bill of health, so I'm good to go.
Yeah, you know what? So it's kind of like, just till I start needing glasses.
There you go.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. The only watch repairman in all of Northern California that I know that can take a watch and literally build a watch from scratch but can repair almost any kind of watch is there at Four Winds Jewelry. Estate jewelry, Native American, stuff that they have designed and built themselves. It's all there at Four Winds Jewelry, a great selection at very fair prices. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, California. We'll be right back with Shasta Regional Medical Center Director Casey Fatch, Dr. Doug Matthews, colon rectal surgeon, of course.
And volunteer firefighter.
And volunteer firefighter. And, of course, Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, who has Pace Cancer Center, an oncologist here, talking about how, when we come back, about how she fights this once they come into, when they get to her level. We'll be right back, 8:30. Here on the 9th of March.
Barbecue's yellow with a mustard sauce. Pork shoulder is the cut of choice. If it's a 50-50-50, and then fried themselves on barbecue, that's totally vinegary. In Louisiana, them Cajuns, they like to spice it up. They like to spice it up.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident? And find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball.
Came in like a wrecking ball? Talking about colonoscopies? No, no, I refuse to do that. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Ashley's getting even with me today. Mm-hmm. Phone lines here are 605-4567. 41 degrees out there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Better known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. We're here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, Dr. Dave Matthews, colon rectal surgeon, and of course Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, who at Pace Cancer Center, her cancer center here, an oncologist, a famed oncologist right here in Redding. Casey, you said a triad.
Yeah, so one of the things that we noticed when we were looking at our data and doing our strategic planning is that a lot of patients were leaving the area and going to seek treatment. And we've talked about this before. Whether it's for treatment for lung cancer or specialized heart procedures. One of the things that really stood out was the treatment of colorectal cancer and surgical intervention. And so, we've been, Dr. Matthews, you and I have been talking for...
Better part of 2 years.
Yeah, you know, and boy, talk about COVID, shoot deployed, man. It just slowed everything down for us to be able to move forward with this. But we finally got a good plan in place, and we've got all the right pieces here. And so we have kind of a triad association between the hospital and Dr. Matthews and Dr. Dhanuka. So Dr. Dhanuka is our preferred infusion provider and oncology, hematology and all that, those specialties. And then Dr. Matthews will be doing the surgical intervention for the colon cancer, and he specializes in using the Da Vinci robot as well. And then Valor Oncology, which is new to town, and they are a radiation oncology group. And so this is a whole kind of the every piece you need to treat this specific condition. So we're finally excited to get it run. And it's amazing that Dr. Matthews just got here during colon cancer month. It wasn't planned. I think we just realized it earlier today. But this is really exciting again, because imagine you have to go and seek this treatment out 2 hours south or 3.5 hours south or wherever it is that you go. And then driving down there, having the surgery, coming back, it's just, it's such an inconvenience when we have the specialty and the specialists and the equipment and all the technology in town to be able to do that. So we're kind of happy to be able to bring that to the area.
So Dr. Matthews is talking about using the Da Vinci robotic system. That's what I call it.
Sure.
Can you, what difference has that made in surgery?
So the transition that's occurred with colon cancer surgery has, again, been over that same about period of time that the changes have happened for endoscopy. So in the early 80s, the treatment still for taking out colon cancers would be a large incision down the abdomen, sometimes from the base of the chest all the way down to your pubic bone. Both hands in there, stay in the hospital typically was about a week's worth of time, risk of hernias, risk of infections. As we moved into the laparoscopic era, the late 80s, we started taking out gallbladders, appendices, other organs from the abdomen using the same fiber optic technology that helps us see in places without having to have both of our hands in there. And so we quickly started to recognize that colon surgery could be performed as a laparoscopic kind of procedure, and patients would cut their hospital stays in half. Their risk of hernias went down. Their risk of infections went down. Patients did much better. They felt less pain and suffering going through an operation. As we moved into the early 2000s and certainly into the 20-teens, that technology advanced, and instead of only having the scope looking on the inside being driven by technology, now the actual operating instruments can also be operated by technology. And so Da Vinci, which is the brand name of a robotic platform by Intuitive Technologies, sort of a great idea for calling your company. This is Intuitive now. So their platform allows us to not only have the benefits of the minimally invasive technique, but it allows the surgeon to feel like I'm actually doing open surgery again. The visualization is the same as my open surgeries. My abilities to use my hands on the inside of the patient are now the same as doing open surgery, but I'm utilizing this computer technology to guide my hands through instruments into the patient's abdomen. Wrists. I can turn things. I can sew.
It's very precise, too, isn't it? I mean, from what I've heard.
Correct, yeah. Part of the benefit of it is that it makes the surgeon an even better surgeon by taking tremors out of my hand, or it can take and slow down the motion that I'm using with my hand on the console and make it slower, more precise on the inside of the abdomen. So there's some real benefits to having that kind of platform to do minimally invasive surgery. The one I like the best is it's easier on the surgeon. But the patients at the end of the day get the benefit.
Well, that's what I've heard. This is what Casey told me at the beginning, is that surgeons standing on, you know, may have a four-hour surgery. A four-hour surgery where you're bent over the whole time and you're working in there. And, I mean, if, you know, that's got to take it's got to give a lot of wear and tear to your body. And that being able to use a Da Vinci has probably extended the lifespan of surgeons.
Yeah, I think time and data is going to prove that out. Mm-hmm. It's still relatively new technology. There's other companies now that are coming out with some robotic platforms. As time goes on, I think you're going to be correct. And so we were talking a little bit about the triad. So with almost any cancer, there's typically a role for a surgical intervention. So my job is to take out as much tumor as readily available and evident. Mm-hmm. We then do staging for at least the colon cancers based on the tissue I remove. And based on that, if they're at high risk for ongoing disease in their body, we turn to oncologists who help us with chemotherapy to make sure that the patient's residual tumor cells are treated and disappear. And as you were mentioning, the third arm of our armamentarium, which we don't use as much for colon cancers, but we use a lot for rectal cancers, which are the last 8 to 10 inches of the colon that dive down into the pelvis. We use radiation to help us with those. So that's how I coordinate with my other radiation oncology and medical oncology colleagues in the care of patients.
And that goes to Dr. DeNuca. So you get the tissues and you take a look at them. Then what happens?
Yeah. See, this is what I tell my patients too. And same to make it simple. Cancer is not only what we see. Cancer is also what we don't see. Because what we are seeing is a cancer cells collected together millions of times. And what we are not seeing is isolated cancer cells floating in the blood. So, and for me, I have to treat both of them. It's not only one. So I'm glad we have our surgeons who help us take care of the visible cancer in the body, and they're able to get rid of all the visible cancers by the time the patient comes to me. Then my job is to assess the risk for the patient, risk of this cancer coming back, and decide what would be the most helpful and best way for the patient for reducing the risk and reducing the preventing the cancer from coming back. So we have a assessment that we do after the surgery. Usually about 2 weeks to 4 weeks after the surgery, we go into this process, sit with the patient, discuss what are their options. And for prevention, most of the time it's the chemotherapy, because we are going after those invisible cancer cells floating in the blood. And reducing every one of them helps us prevention of the new cancer or the same cancer coming back.
Do you have different, I don't want this to sound too basic, but do you have different chemotherapies than you use for different cancers?
Yes. I like to call all cancers are like different beasts, different animals, even though they all share the common features, but they're intrinsically different because they're born out of different cells. So we have to rely on the pathology for identifying where they're coming from. And once we, what are their special features, and they all have their distinct characteristics and how their survival mechanisms are different from each other. So based on that, our game plan of taking care of the cancer also varies from cancer to cancer, depending on, apart from the basic modalities of surgery, radiation, chemotherapies. In chemotherapy itself, we have distinct treatment options available to us. We can go with the standard traditional old chemotherapies where we give blanket treatments that kill all the cell. Or we can go to the second generation where we have targeted therapies. I like to call them chemotherapies with eyes. They can recognize the stickers or the antigens on the cancer cells and go after them preferentially, even though there may be some bystander effect that is happening to the other cells in our body. The third and the newer treatments that are coming out are the immunotherapies, and they work with a different mechanism, boosting our own body's immune system to fight the cancer, because the cancer bypasses our own immune system to establish itself. And once we are able to, so different cancer has, coming back to your question, different cancers, we can use different of these modalities. Usually, on a general platform, we do go for the standard adjuvant. Adjuvant means after surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Those treatments are needed to, those are mostly combinations of target therapies and traditional therapies most of the time in adjuvant setting. When we reach the metastatic setting, which means the cancer is either spread way too much in our body or has come back, in those, we do have option of using immunotherapies and other newer options that are available.
Okay.
And they are definitely making difference in how long our patients are surviving and how better they are doing overall.
Okay. Dr. DeNuca is going to be back with us on Friday, and I'd really like to talk about immunotherapies
sure.
because I've been reading a lot about that lately. But I've got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment only, but they've been doing that before the COVID. 244-9478. You're not going to get a better haircut anywhere. It's the only place I've had my haircut in 14 years. It's man's last stronghold. What can I say? Man's last stronghold. Linda likes just putting her face up against the window and looking in there.
We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Why wait for summer? Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our
Gear Up 2021 Swag to Win promotion.
Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. All winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on February 25th.
Two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad.
And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat.
From Redding, Yamaha Ski-Doo.
Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WindRiver.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Light, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Why is it everybody has your phones except me today? I didn't even get to hear it. But everybody's in here laughing. And
yeah, you
except
missed
Casey,
out, pal. Sorry.
Casey went, oh, no.
Yeah, I'm like, oh,
I'm not even sure what that was.
I was waiting for you
and
to
the
cut
phone,
in.
And the phone was ringing. Did they hang up?
I told them to hold.
Oh, okay. Got it.
I need to make sure you guys were all set before I can answer.
Okay, well, I guess we'll have to go back and I'll listen to that. Yeah.
Hey, today is, of course, the 9th of March, Tuesday, 8:52 in the morning, 42 degrees out there. They're calling for rain today and tomorrow. We need that and snow up in the higher elevations. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And I'm here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, Dr. Dave, or Doug Matthews, who is a colon rectal surgeon. Always want to ask people how they got into that. I think the last time you were here, I did ask you. And, of course, Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, the founder of the Pace Cancer Center, oncologist here. And she gets the handoffs from as people after the surgery, then they come to Dr. Dhanuka then to treat it with different ways of treatment to make sure they've got all of the cancer out. And Ashley Barnard is also here, who is a physician's assistant. Is that right?
Medical assistant.
And wanted to see what was going on and to make sure Dr. Matthews didn't go wild.
She made sure I got here today.
Oh, well, that was a good thing, too.
Where's the address? Oh, I've got that right here.
You're not hard to find. Casey.
Yes.
We talked about the triad that you have.
Right.
One is, of course, identifying, and then it's to the surgical side, then to the oncology side, and Dr. Dhanuka will be back with us Friday because this is colorectal cancer month. We've got a lot more stuff we need to talk about. But the surgery, you said you wanted to talk something about the surgery.
Yeah. So again, so when the patients, obviously need to get to Dr. Matthews, they need to get recognized early, and that's the whole objective here, is to raise awareness and get people get in there and screen and get screened. And I'll be honest with you. I mean, I was kind of in denial with regard to the colonoscopy aspect myself, and we see physicians that. Unfortunately, don't get screened, and so it's a human being. It's something that everybody has a negative stigma and is afraid of doing. But look, trust me, it's no big deal. And the information that you get is just it can be life changing and it can really give you some advantages. And so then, with Dr. Matthews gets involved, we're talking laparoscopic versus the Da Vinci. What's been your experience as far as, outcomes and healing times? And
So the data is still maturing on that. So as a scientist, we always turn to what does the experience over years show us.
Right.
In a new technology, we're still parsing out how the benefits are. We're certain that it's equivalent to laparoscopic surgery. There are places that it is superior to laparoscopic surgery. We know that in the prostate, for example, the ability to see better, to have better fine motor control, to zoom in and be very precise in the surgeries that are done down in the pelvis. So for me, rectal cancers are pelvic cancer for a colorectal surgeon. And so I think we're going to find that as that data matures and we have 5 and 10 years of high-volume people having operations with the robotic technology, I think we're going to find that there are key spots where the robot is hands down superior to laparoscopic surgery. But I'll go back to the part that I sort of led when we were talking about the robotic platform, is that it allows the surgeon to do surgery with ease again. It allows the procedures to be fun again. Instead of torturing myself to make sure that the patient gets the good outcome, now I have a good day at the same time as the patient's having a good day. And so I think that, it seems that, surgeon comfort may not always be the most important thing, that there are some long-term outcomes that come from that. But I think the patients stand to go through the same rapid recovery So typically 2 to 4 days in the hospital instead of a week in the hospital. There are some times where patients are around the country right now going to stay in a hotel next to the hospital instead of staying in the hospital after a colectomy with robotics. There's a push to making these procedures almost outpatient kind of procedures for people. So I think that there's been a rapid escalation of the idea that the faster a procedure can be performed, the more precisely it can be performed, the faster the patient can recover, the less pain they have, the less time they have to take off work, the less suffering they go through, the less it disrupts the family, the less financial drain it is, the less complications people have. And so all of those things, I think, the robotics platform have been helpful. And then there's some new cutting-edge things like surgeries actually through the lumen of the intestine that we're able to do as well. So there's some interesting things on the horizon.
Thanks, Dr. Matthews. Who is when you having being told you have cancer is not a death sentence, not anymore. And the fact is with colon cancer, and this is Colon Rectal Cancer Awareness Month, that having a colonoscopy is the first step in preventing getting colon cancer. And again, it is not a it is not a horrendous event in your life. In fact, it takes like I think from start to finish, probably an hour, maybe less, if I can remember. And but you're only in there on the table for like 10 minutes. I don't know. I'm out, so I have no idea. I just know is that I go in there and everybody's talking to me really nice, and the next thing I know, somebody's asked me if I want juice in the other room. But this is something that everybody should do after the age of.
Currently, it's 50 years, but there is a push from American Gastroenterology Society to make it 45.
45.
Yeah, the American Cancer Society also agrees with age 45.
45.
Yeah, so I think that it may become 45, and especially because we are seeing more and more younger people getting cancers. Yeah. So I think it would be really helpful there.
I imagine part of that's because of diet and other things, too, but lack of exercise. But anyway, we've got to leave. Thank you so much.